KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 42 degrees. We picked up 0.02 of an inch of rainfall overnight. We do look forward to be mostly cloudy today with occasional light rain, a high around 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about No Wait refills and Rex packs. A traffic stop in Adams County just before 1 a.m. today resulted in two people from Union County being arrested on drug-related charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office is the driver of the vehicle. Shane White of Creston was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under suspension, and operating a vehicle without a required interlock device. A passenger, Tashina Martwick, also of Creston, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Red Oak police report the arrest of a woman Sunday afternoon for fraudulent use of a license and no insurance. 43-year-old Tracy Elizabeth Farland, whose city of residence was not listed in the report, was also cited for speeding. She was taken into custody at around 4:35 p.m. and held to the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Red Oak police on Saturday arrested a woman from Shenandoah on a warrant for simple assault. 21-year-old Alexis Cheyenne Straw was taken into custody at around 2:40 p.m. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $300. And police in Red Oak Saturday evening arrested a woman wanted on a warrant out of Mills County. 29-year-old Katie Rose Carnes of Red Oak was arrested just before 6 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $5,000. In association with the warrant for failure to appear on a possession of a controlled substance first offense charge. Officials at the Iowa Department of Corrections said Sunday 65-year-old Russell Kenneth Fidler died from natural causes a little after 12:30 a.m. Saturday. Fidler, who had been incarcerated for the crime of sexual abuse second degree from Audubon County, was pronounced dead at the University of Iowa hospitals, where he'd been taken due to a medical emergency. Fidler's incarceration in prison began on February 4, 2004. He's originally from Villisca and was sentenced to 25 years in prison without parole following a jury conviction for the second degree sexual assault of an 11-year-old girl with cognitive mental disabilities and attention deficit disorder in April of 2003 at a residence in Kimbleton. A group of about a dozen area carpenters surprised a woman from Grant Saturday afternoon by siding her home for free. Tanner Preston from Griswold said homeowner Becky Westover lost her 63-year-old husband David in December of 2017 due to an illness. Tanner, along with his brother Landon, run Preston Carpentry in Griswold. They and others came to the rescue after being approached by Becky's son.
Her son, Jesse, decided to try to kind of raise money and see what he, you know, explore his options for how to re-side her house and stuff. It obviously needs it. It's in pretty rough shape, but the new siding will, you know, provide a good water barrier for the home. He contacted my brother, Landon, and my brother, Landon, went around and a couple other guys raised up a bunch of money and got some donations from some really nice people.
They were able to cover all the expenses except for a final $1,000, but in the end, that too was taken care of. The dozen or so area carpenters and family members showed up Saturday while Becky was working at the Walmart store here in Atlanta.
Everybody here is a contractor or from the area, or, you know, family of ours and the other contractors, and we're just here trying to get it done as quick as we can, get out of this weather.
They worked through the pouring cold rain to give the home an exterior facelift. Tanner said normally they would have charged about $85 an hour to do the work, which was provided without cost to the homeowner during this time of giving to the less fortunate. Included among the crew was Brian Turner, Tanner Preston, Landon Preston, and his wife Megan, and children Avery and Mason Jefferson with Preston Carpentry, Matt Layton with Matt Layton Carpentry in Griswold, Austin Lorenz, Ryan Weaver, Jeb Peck, Bob Peck, Cameron Thompson, and his little brother Chris, John Perdue, and Matt Jones. In addition to all the volunteer time, labor, and donated materials, the Tiger Mart in Griswold stopped by at around 12:15 p.m. Saturday and served up free pizza for the crew. When she arrived home from work late Saturday evening, Becky Westover was in a bit of shock, but once that wore off, she learned everything had been donated. Megan Preston said that Becky was tearful and gave everyone hugs. Elsewhere in state news, officials with Hy-Vee are warning people on social media about a survey scam. A post from the Hy-Vee corporate says that please be aware of a scam that has surfaced on social media. The post includes a fake $80 off groceries coupon at Hy-Vee stores. This is a scam, and our stores are not able to honor this. The company recommends for the latest Hy-Vee deals, check out their weekly ad or monthly ad, or download the Hy-Vee Deals app. Other companies, such as Kohl's, have also been the subject of social media scams in recent months. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Also in the news this morning here on KJAN, The State Department of Agriculture has hired three contractors to help as it implements plans to spend $2 million in water quality funding approved by the Iowa legislature. Deputy Ag Secretary Julie Keeney says their plans will focus on the edge of field solutions, cutting nitrogen from water.
When we say edge of field, it truly is on the edge of a field. So we're talking about things like wetlands, saturated buffers, bioreactors, things that can treat the water before it reaches streams and ultimately the river, has an effect downstream.
She says some of the solutions will be noticeable right away while others won't.
In fact, you know, if you saw a bioreactor, if you drove down the road and there was a bioreactor there, you might not even know it because a lot of the work is happening underground. Whereas with a wetland, you would notice it, and it does have a greater impact on the landscape.
The three new watershed implementation coordinators will help with the process.
Focusing specifically on the North Raccoon watershed, the Middle Cedar watershed, we're adding state employee resources, one in each of those watersheds. And then we've contracted with Iowa State University to hire a watershed coordinator for the South Skunk River based out of Ames.
Kenny says the coordinators give the department's boots on the ground to evaluate the situations and make some decisions.
Where we need to have the greatest impact within those watersheds, and then working with farmers and landowners to determine what practice makes sense, working through some of the design and the engineering so that we can scale up those and build more even faster.
She says the additional $2 million is important in more quickly moving ahead the projects they've been working on.
A lot of this work focusing specifically on nitrate removal and nitrogen has been underway since the nutrient reduction strategy was developed 5 years ago. So we've been doing this. These are proven practices, but we haven't had the resources that we need to scale them up.
The Ag Department will receive approximately $2 million of the funding this year, $4 million next year, and then more than $15 million annually in fiscal years 2021 through 2029. In our funeral announcements, Kendall Warren Sr., age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A massive Christian burial for Kendall Warren Sr. will be this morning at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Michael N. Ure, age 59, of Audubon, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Michael Euler will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Marjorie Walker, age 88, of Exira, died Saturday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Walker will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.